sounds like the game's going to be played here for Mullen.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like we'll play here. Should go off. I think Cal plays tonight. Stanford plays Saturday. I think we'll get. I don't know if they're canaries or not, but we'll get an indication. We'll get an indication. I think we're going to be fine. I mean, obviously, it's a serious situation. What's going on up north? A lot of people have had their lives turned upside down. Some people have lost their lives. So it's a tough deal. But the smoke part of it for us, we adjusted during the week, did the best we could with the situation, and now we're prepared to go and looking forward to going out and playing good football. We really just need to play some good football.
Just as a follow-up to that, will you guys have anything on the sidelines? No. Breathing, nothing to help the players?
Nothing that's not normally there.
Did today seem better out here?
Yeah, it seems the last 2 days been a little bit better, but I don't know what the numbers are saying.
That's consistent with the readings, yes.
Yeah, I think it's. Thank you.
I wasn't asking you, pal.
Appreciate that. I created a monster, I know.
All day long, all I hear about is the air quality.
Jack, in a couple of weeks, you have to make a decision regarding which of the guys on IR, if any of them, you're going to bring off. Where are they? Is that the process? Is that process moving forward? Yeah. And have you made a decision yet which guy you're going to bring off?
I think there's a strong likelihood that we'll be able to get Obi up. So, and then we'll have to make a decision on the others. But I know he's eligible to return to practice next week. And then we'll be eligible to play after the Buffalo game, so the Miami game. So, but he's doing well, working, trying to get back.
Injury report. He said his back still hurts. What do you see from him this week in terms of how he's feeling?
Yeah, I mean, he's ready to play, so I think it was smart to give him the week, which we did, and even though he's pushing for last week, and he's clear to go and got the green light. Doctors and trainers all gave him the go, and he had a full week of practice, so for the most part, so we're ready to go.
Made of this, but what sort of resource has John Pagano been this week, given his familiarity? I know as a whole staff, you guys are familiar with the divisional opponent, but John more so.
Yeah, I mean it's no different than anyone else that's been somewhere. That you've got an understanding of personnel and a certain feel for some of the things they like to do, and so you're going to pick their brains for all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, it comes down to. We need to play good football. We need to be sharp, execute, be smart, be tough, and find a way to win. So anything we can do adding up to it, we'll take. And certainly having him here has been a plus.
How did you guys make do as a staff, just making the most of your time on the practice field, even though there were some condensed sessions this week?
Yeah, we shrunk everything a little bit. We got the work, the body of work, the reps that we typically get, we got looks at. We didn't do it in pads on Wednesday like we would have. So the pacing was reduced a little, but we got the looks we needed to get.
How much of a challenge and sort of what makes the Chargers pass rush so good? And obviously they have two guys who
go. Yeah, they're good and they've got good design and they go. I mean it's they've done a solid job with it. So that's one of the challenges. We need to be good in the trenches this week, and that's going to be one of the keys to us getting a big W.
With Lee out, what did you see from Adams last week, and what do you expect to see from him this week, I guess? Is he doing better in terms of...
Markell?
Him being out, Adams, yeah. Adams coming in, what did you see from Adams last week, or Amora, what do you see from those guys going forward?
Yeah, we're working on it, putting it together. Corey looks like he might be able to make it, so that'll help, but... yeah, we're going forward with the guys we have, prepared to go. Obviously that's an important piece for us. I think Markell's played well for us, and we'll want him to hurry back. But in the meantime, these other guys get an opportunity to play.